Welcome to the Visit Laredo podcast, where culture, flavor, and adventure meet on the border. My name is Silke Hassel, and today we've decided to invite two powerhouses who have changed the culinary scene here in Laredo. We're celebrating restaurants and local businesses that have made an impact in the city. I am here with Jeanette Zapata from 550 Pizzeria and Vanessa Ramirez from the delicious Clementine's Kitchen. How are you guys?
Hi. Oh,
we're good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. We've wanted to have this episode for a long time because we want to really highlight what it is to be a local owner here in Laredo. We've had some great people on the podcast who've kind of explained their experience. So it's really interesting to see every aspect. We have restaurants, we have breweries, we have coffee shops. So it's really interesting to see your journey.
Yes.
So tell us who you are, what you do, a little bit of your story.
I'm Jeanette Zapata. I own 550 Pizzeria. Well, I always tell this story. So I'm like, I've always wanted a restaurant since I was a little girl. I would always talk about it with my dad. And we went to McAllen one time and he took me to an Olive Garden for the first time. Mm-hmm. And, you know, growing up was we didn't have that here in Laredo. Right. So I remember sitting there and I stayed quiet and I could hear all the dishes and people talking and, you know, just the ambiente of having a restaurant being there, you know. And I remember telling my dad, like, I want to own my own restaurant, daddy. And he's like, well, you need to study. And I remember rolling my eyes, like, he's like, tienes que estudiar, mi reina. And I'm like, oh, like, okay, you know. I was very little anti-school already, you know. Well, the years went by, and I got my first job at CC's Pizza. And I remember all my birthday parties were at Pizza Hut or Peter Piper's. And pizza is, like, my favorite food. I could eat it every day. I do eat it every day.
Same.
So, you know, I grew up like working in restaurants all the time. And then I started working at KGNS and I fell in love with journalism and everything behind the scenes, like production, being a production assistant, a news director, you know. But I always had that in my heart that I wanted my own restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And I've worked at many restaurants just because I always wanted to learn, like, what would I do different if I was an owner, if I was a manager, you know. I started working at Laredo Pizza Factory. And I remember my former boss would tell me, like, just learn everything. You have to learn everything, the do's and don'ts of stuff. He would tell me, like, I'll take you under my wing. Like, I'll teach you. And he did teach me a lot, but he never taught me to make pizza.
Oh.
Yeah. And I remember watching all the guys would make pizza. And I was the only girl working at the time. And I was just a cashier. And one time I'm like, hey, can I make pizza? And he's like, yeah, let me show you. And I'm like, no, let me show you that I know how to make it. You know, because I taught myself by watching always. And I used to get like a towel, like those rags that you clean the tables with. And I used to like pretend that I was making pizza. I taught him. He's like, I don't even know why you're doing a cashier. You should be on the pizza line. And I'm like, really? And I started making pizza. And I was so nervous because he was super fast at it, you know. Mm-hmm. And I had to tell myself, like, you just have to go for it, you know. And then everybody always would ask for me. They thought I was the owner of Laredo Pizza Factory. And he did end up selling his half to me. And I, after 8 months of being an owner, I decided to close that down because I wanted to fully own a pizzeria. Right. And I made pizza from home for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And now, well, 550.
Yeah. That's awesome. And look where you are now.
I know. I always tell everybody it was a big dream in a small town. So, you know, now we're here and I still can't even believe myself. I go every day and I'm just like, wow. I'm always like, thank you, God.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
It's a journey for sure. Yeah. Takes a lot. I'm not going to say similar, but when I was younger, same thing. Like, you know, I wanted a little kitchen set up and I pretended like it was McDonald's. You know, like for Christmas, I always ask for kitchen stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my first job was at Burger King. I didn't even introduce myself, right?
It's okay.
I totally jumped. My name is Vanessa Ramirez, chef and owner of Clementine's Kitchen. So, yeah, you know, I've always loved to cook. And my first job was at Burger King. So I would always cook for my brothers and I. And pasta was a huge, like, thing for us, pasta and same thing. We would go to San Antonio because there wasn't an Olive Garden here. So Olive Garden was like a huge,
like you had to
like
go,
a bonus. Like, yeah. Like, you know, for parties, for every time we would go out of town, it was like, we're going to go to Olive Garden. So I think the love of pasta started there. And then I became a mom. And after I became a mom, I didn't go back to work. And that's when I really, really was like,
Honed in.
Yeah, like I was obsessed and I started just going at it and experimenting and just cooking all the time every day and just like looking up stuff and how do you do it and, you know, from scratch and like, you know, all kinds of stuff. And then I started selling plates from home.
Sorry, city of Laredo.
Hey, you have to start somewhere.
Yeah,
so I literally started
selling plates from home. My daughter was little, and I mean, I would take her with me everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then I decided to go to school. And then after school, my husband was like, "Well, what do you want to do? Like, you know, when you finish school?" I was like, "I don't know. I'm kind of into catering. I kind of like that, you know,
vibe.
That vibe." And so he comes home from day one work from work and he's like, "So have you decided what you want to do?" I was like, "No, but I know I want to finish school first." He's like, "Well, I got you a food truck.
Oh, that's awesome.
And you have a month to come up with a menu."
He's like, "You have it, now do it."
I was like, "What?" He's like, "Yeah, I got you a food truck." I was like, "Oh my God." And the rest is history.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, that's how it started. He was like, "I got you a truck, so I don't know what you got to do, but
you have
a month and let's go." And so, yeah.
That's really good. That's awesome that you had people who knew what you wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And they were like, "Well, what are you waiting for? Just do it." And I feel like that's kind of like the hardest thing because you feel so much pressure and you're like, "Well, my goodness. Okay. Yeah. I have this, all the support. I have people behind me. So do I actually want to do it? Or is it just like a, well, I like it, but do I actually like it enough to make this whole business?"
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. That's really cute. What was the biggest challenge of opening a restaurant, especially here in Laredo and as an independent business, right? Because you see like all these trademark businesses coming and you're like, "Well, they have corporates back."
Yes.
You guys don't, you know?
We're the corporate.
You are corporate. You're corporate. You're CEO. You're the business. You're HR. You're, I mean, probably not now, right? But you're starting literally from the ground. You're the soil.
Yeah. We definitely wear a lot of hats. I mean, sometimes I'm a plumber. Sometimes, like it's crazy because there's always something happening in the kitchen. Mm-hmm. And so you just kind of.
You're like a mom friend, best friend.
Counselor,
you're everything. Sometimes I'll go to 550 and it's like this, and then I'm like, "Okay," and he didn't do his job, so I'm like, "Okay," and then the restroom's not working, like, "What?" Like, "Okay, the Coke machine's leaking, oh my God." So you're there wearing all those hats
of
being a technical director.
And how did you handle like early days, because you have to learn everything so fast, I feel, because it's not, a lot of people think that, you know, building something, they're like, "Okay, well, the doors are open, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, let's it's done. My job here is done." Absolutely not. Mm-mm. There's so much behind it. But even before it, right? Because you have to follow all these rules and all the city, that's the hard question, right? Nobody likes to talk about that. But you have to follow like all the permits and everything to open. People think that you can just open a business and you're like, "Yep, my mind's made. Like, I'm opening it."
Mm-hmm.
No,
it's a little tedious sometimes, depending on, I don't know, like the building or whatever. I mean,
it's a challenge. It is. Yes. It challenges you to not give up because do you really want this? Okay, well, here comes another brick wall that you have to like knock down, you know? Mm-hmm. And I opened up literally during pandemic.
That was one of my questions. I was like, "You opened up during the pandemic. So how hard was that for you to... You know,
it's super weird because I get this question a lot. And I always remember that the day before I opened, I was sitting on my couch and I was like, "Am I going to be able to do this? Like a whole team, a whole everything." Like, and I'm like, "Nah, I'm okay. Like, I'll be okay." You know, I didn't even think of the pandemic till the next day. Henry Cuellar was there and he's like, I remember it was in front of the Coke machine. And he's like, "So how do you feel during pandemic? Like everybody's wearing a mask, right?" And I'm like, "I don't know." And I remember my heart was like beating super fast. And I was like, because, you know, you start thinking like, "Are we going to be able to make it? It's pandemic. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh." And then I'm like, "You know what? I can't, like, not right now. It's not even the time to trip out. Like, go make pizza." And I was nervous about it. But a lot of the city, like, really showed a lot of love, you know. And I remember even police, Border Patrol were like, can we please eat in here? Like, we'll be apart. And we weren't able to have people sitting in there, right. Mm-hmm. You know? And I'm like, yes, but don't tell on me.
Don't arrest me, please. Yeah.
But I get it. Like, you want to not be in your car eating all the time. Imagine right. for yeah. months and months of doing that.
Yeah.
So, but we're past it. And I'm very thankful for the community for showing up. Mm-hmm. You know, fifth year, yeah. and they're fifth still. Year.
My yeah. goodness! And how long have you guys been open for Clementines?
So we started off with the food truck, mm-hmm. 2017, but we opened up our restaurant January of 2020.
My goodness!
You're so a month and so later,
yeah,
we had to close. Yeah, not close, but change.
Yeah, everything.
Everything. I mean, it was crazy because it was like, what is this? And what if people come and they get sick here? And mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. and then people started coming in here and it's like, well, what are you doing? You know, restaurant, what are you doing to like keep people away? And what are you doing to, you know, prevent things? And I'm just like, that made me so nervous because, I mean, that's the last thing you want is for somebody to be like,
I got sick there.
And it's happened to me before. Mm-hmm. Where somebody fell outside of the restaurant.
No.
And the first thing that they said when they got up was like, do you have insurance?
No.
Yeah, I believe yeah. it. Mm-hmm.
So that was like the last thing I wanted. So we ended up just doing away with all the tables and it was to go. And yeah. we changed hours and then we like closed for 3 weeks and then we opened again and then we changed the hours again. Mm-hmm. And then we had some tables and separated and for like... I want to say like 2-3 years, it was like up and down.
Yeah.
Up and down for us. Yeah. Because we didn't start in the most like ideal way. Like I said, like we didn't have capital or anything. And my husband was just like, I got you a food truck. Like, let's go. And so we didn't have proper equipment when we started with the food truck. I had a grill that they had gave me for Mother's Day from our house. I was like, just chop off the legs and just put it on the food truck. And like, that's how we started. We started, you know, with like little equipment here and there. Mm-hmm. And then, the restaurant, 2020. So thank God we made it. And so we're going to 6 years in January.
That's awesome. Okay.
Congratulations.
Yeah. It's been tough.
I think a lot of people think we're rich and we start off like here, yeah. you know, mm-hmm. with the best equipment.
Right.
You know, you're talking about a grill. Like I remember buying a pizza stone on Amazon and making pizza by pizza. You know, I would work at KGNS from 5 in the morning till 1 p.m. and then come make pizza from like 2 p.m. till 10 p.m.
My
you know?
Goodness.
Wow. On a grill, like one yeah. by one, you know, like yeah. it's crazy. But I think people think like, oh, they started off with a badass oven. Like, no.
And yeah, like, you start with no. the smallest, with like the most basic mm-hmm. stuff to mm-hmm. like get going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's blood, sweat, and tears from there because once you see... just a little success, you're like, okay, I want more. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it's amazing to see how far you guys have. I mean, you conquered a whole pandemic,
yeah,
right? Yeah. And you're like, what's next from that? What else can I do? And that's when you say, I can do so much more, and I am doing so much more. And look at where you guys are now. Yeah. So I think that says a lot about your character and your persona. How did you guys handle the early days? You know, you have to learn fast, you know, how to keep a business and how to keep the lights on and how to keep it running. What did you have to learn that you said, okay, this is real. Okay, this is what I have to do and this is what I need to do to stay alive and stay afloat. That kind of sounded like a negative question. It's not a negative question. I promise.
I guess maybe just having like employees, you know, because they're relying on you.
Yeah. It's like having... more children.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It is.
They're all your babies.
Like,
yes.
Because they come and they tell you like, you know, again, you're a counselor, you wear all kinds of hats. And it's like, I'm going through this, I'm going through that. And I'm just thinking, oh my God, if we were ever to close, like they're going to be without a job too. And I don't want that. Like, they're like your children. So it puts a lot of pressure on you as well, mm-hmm. you know, and just like, okay, like I have to keep hustling.
Right.
You know, to prevent that from happening. Like you have people that are
depending on you.
Depending on you, yeah. for sure.
And then you have the loyal customers who are depending on you because they love your food. Right. They love your stuff. I mean, I've had your menu. Let's talk food now. I've had both of y'all. We always go all the time. Clementine's, your vodka pasta is to die for.
Thank you.
Your wings. I love your wings. And your pizza, of course. I love all your pizza. Yes. But, and then you do, you know, special pizzas. I know for Thanksgiving, we featured you on your turkey pizza. So you guys are always evolving and you're always changing. What is one dish that represents who you are? And you're like, this has been there since the beginning. This is who we are. It's grown. It's evolved. What is that one dish that you can't take off the menu?
I'm like,
pepperoni.
You know, it's my pizza. It's the pizza and the pasta. I feel like people have tried to tell me, like, why don't you do this? And why don't you do that? And why don't you do this? And I'm like, well, come to work with me. And we could do it that together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I've even had an employee that I'm like, I won't say his name. I've even had an employee before that I had to let go of because in his mind, my recipe didn't make sense math-wise.
Mm.
So he literally changed my recipe.
No, behind your back?
Yeah, because he was like, but it doesn't make sense. So when I tried my pizza, I eat pizza every day for that reason.
No, you know?
I was like, what is this? And then I saw it, like, it wouldn't rise. And I'm like, what's going on? And I went to go ask him, and he's like, it's because it doesn't make sense to me. I'm like, dude, I don't care if it doesn't make sense to you.
It's mine.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. But I those are little things. Those are the hats that we wear. Like,
right.
Like, people don't know a lot of those stories. Like,
behind the scenes.
Yeah. So, those are little things that I'm like, dude, that's my pizza. This is why I'm open. Baby. This is why I'm here, you know?
Yeah.
That's your signature.
Yeah.
Like, it's yours.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, I would say that it's the pizza. A lot of people love the spaghetti. So that's something that we've opened and we stayed true to that recipe, too. Mm. Yeah. They love it.
So your staple. That's really good. And it's yummy. So
thank you.
You're doing something correct.
I want to say same thing. Our panko chicken with garlic sauce.
Yeah.
And green beans. I actually started making that for my friends.
Really?
Yes, because we would have, our friends' dinners. And so they would always come to my house and I would always cook. And that started out as in a saute pan. That sauce turned out just in a little pan, and actually make like 20 quart sauces of that now. Yeah,
I'm like, good to know, because we DoorDash her food a lot.
Oh,
I know it's too. And you're right here, which is so bad.
that dish is something that I can never take off the menu. Like, that's, I want to say, and actually that plate was the first thing I started selling when I started selling plates from home. Again, my husband was like, I'll just start offering to my coworkers, what's the first dish?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, panko chicken and garlic pasta, green beans. And that was the first plate I ever sold. And so now it's like the most popular. Yeah.
Wow.
That's sure. Also good.
Yeah.
I can't believe you make that much. How much do you do a day? Because, I mean, you know, as a independent restaurant, is it like copious amounts just like of food coming out a day? And what happens if you don't sell it?
I mean, we make a lot of sauce. We have to have 4 buckets of sauce. Like, it's about 20 gallons, right? It's about 20 gallons, and then we make more for the next day. And like the pasta sauce also, you know, we haven't had that problem where we're like, oh my God, there's leftover. What's gonna happen?
That's awesome.
Yeah. If anything, we're like, oh, we're sold out. Like, oh my gosh, like, we need to make more. Like, and people are like, what do you mean you're sold out?
That's another issue that they don't understand is, you know, you make stuff from scratch. Like, you're not, And, you know, we don't have big refrigerators to stock a bunch of stuff. So we make our stuff per day. And then what do you mean you don't have? It's like, well.
Like, my door fell off my freezer yesterday.
No.
Oh, my God.
And you're like blowing on it. No.
On Easter, my fridge and everything that was in there.
Yeah.
I mean, you're talking about like hundreds of dollars. Like, you have to replace. But same thing, like, we go through gallons of sauce per day. Yeah.
God, that is wild. Mm-hmm. And people don't understand that, because that's what I'm trying to say. When you're local, there's so many of these challenges that people, they're like, it's not like you're going to go to Burger King. No offense to Burger King, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying Burger King because you said you worked at Burger King. But, you know, like they're like, oh, yeah, well, do we need more ranch? There's more ranch. Oh, my God, that door's so loud.
Yeah.
Do we need ranch? We'll go to the back and find ranch, right? And here it's like, well, we're out of ranch. Go to H-E-B.
Yes.
Like,
get them, oh, you know? Yes.
Yeah. Go to the store and let's make more. And yeah, I have to make it, but it's going to take 2 hours.
Yes.
You know, oh, so people don't understand that.
Right. Another challenge that I had was similar to Janet, not an employee. Well, I guess kind of employees, because of the area that we're in, you know, people would come in and be like, you don't have caldo, you know, or flautas.
Oh, and I'm you like, mean like downtown?
Yeah. And I'm like, no, we don't have like rice and beans.
Yeah.
And so we had a lot of people walk out at the beginning because that's what they wanted. They wanted Mexican food. And then so I had people tell me, well, what if you add just, you know, some? And I'm like,
to cater.
Yeah, no. I'm like, no. I'm like, no, I don't want to. Like, yeah. How many, again, no offense to anybody, but how many Mexican restaurants are there in Laredo?
Yeah. So that was one of my questions. How much is based on your personal taste versus what Laredo asks for, right? Because a lot of people are like, they're not going to make it because, like you said, they're not selling the typical beans, they're not selling the typical rice, and you're like, no, it's on purpose. Like,
yeah.
How much is based on that, and how much of you do you say, no, this is what I'm going to sell because this is what I'm good at and this is what I want to sell, right?
Yeah, a lot of people are like, why don't you make garlic knots, or why don't you make? I'm like, first of all, come to my kitchen, dude. I don't have no space. I wanted to introduce sandwiches for the longest time, for past 5 years. And I would make them for my friends or for my staff. And they would tell me, like, you need to put it on the menu. And I'm like, yes, but I have no room. You know, I have no room for that stuff. Because we make our own bread and everything. And now that we opened up Agolondrinas, I could make those sandwiches there. Mm-hmm. You know, because I'm limited menu on pizzas also. But I've stayed true to my menu for 5 years. You know, I've added a pizza or two. But I'm like, no, I can't. I cannot keep growing. I can't in that sense because I don't have any space.
Right.
And people are like, but it's because you would do better if, and I'm like, I'm doing great. Thank God. Thank you. Thank you for that. But, you know, you could tell me sell this, sell that. And maybe you're going to buy it, but I don't know who else is going to buy it. You know,
you also kind of have to adjust to the space that you have as well. You know, because, yeah, people are like, well, what if you do this? And then you're like, to my kitchen, it's small. And that's the thing is, I mean, if you don't have, I don't know, per se, an example, you don't have an oven, okay, well then you have to adjust your menu to not having an oven, and you're not going to be able to put a certain dish out because, well, it's not going to work, you know. So, you know, a lot of those things are a factor, you know, kitchen space, fridge space.
And I feel like we already have a flow. Like, why are we going to add something and mess it up, you know?
Yeah,
we already have a flow of, we have a pizza on the menu that is like rarely asked for, but we have it there. And when they ask for it, we're like,
yes. Yeah. That happens to us too. And they tell me, why don't you take it off? And I'm like, it's because it's, and then they're going to come and like, why don't you have it?
Yeah.
Same thing, like staying true to your menu, to your vision. To the taste, you know, presentation and quality and all that stuff. Like, a lot of people don't understand that. And I mean, I've had a customer on the phone for half an hour asking if I get my chicken from different places.
Oh my
gosh. Because the consistency was different. I've had somebody tell me off on Facebook, and then they're there a month later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They always come
and
back.
And you're like, I remember your face.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
And you can't deny sir. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
You're like,
yeah. And I want to say that's another very hard part of owning a restaurant, especially local, is the customer service.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
Is it?
Because
it's hard because my city is very, but do you know who I am? Or it's very I'm going to go put it all over social media.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. It's crazy the things that they tell you just to get a free meal or free, you know, or,
oh my goodness.
Or you wouldn't like it if this was all over social media, would you? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I wouldn't, but go ahead.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, there's a lot of threats. Like, well, I'm not coming back. And it's like, Okay.
But I'll see you next month.
Se les pasó el coraje.
Yeah. But it's like...
It's very like catered to me because if not...
Yeah. And I always tell my staff, I will always defend you if mm-hmm. you're in the right. But you have to be honest with me. Like if you messed up, like, well, sorry, dude. Like I'm going to have to figure it out for both of you. But the people that end up coming back after they told us off in front of everybody, you know, I've always learned, well, from KGNS working for so long there, you just have to be like 3, 2, 1 and be like, you know, smile. You need to be kind to them. Obviously, we don't know what we're all going through. Mm-hmm. What if they're really having a bad day? And that was just like, that was
the spark. Yeah.
You know, I get it, but then I don't get it because it's super, I would, even if I'm having such a bad day, I'm not rude to people, but... But yeah, that's something that we do have to go through as business owners.
And I know the owner.
Oh,
I'm the owner. Yes. I don't know you.
Yeah. Or let me talk to someone and then you go out and we're like, well, I'm the owner. How can, and it's like, you know, and then they make it a bigger deal.
Yeah. That's tough.
So it is because it's a constant, you know, again, they go through, I mean, they go all out to get, I don't know, I guess what they want is something free. Mm-hmm. And it's tough because we don't have we are corporate. We don't have other places where money's coming in and we can make up for it. Like everything that comes in, you know, is accounted for. Right. And it's important. Right. So,
or since we're women, it's like, I'm going to speak to the owner and they're looking at a guy, you know, and oh, I'm the owner. And they're like, you're the owner? Oh, you know, and I'm like, yeah, I'm a girl, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't help that you're young, too, sometimes.
Oh, right? Yeah, dude. Oof. I wish I could write a book on how wild that is.
Yeah,
for,
do
it. How to, for a woman to be a business owner, it's like, especially a restaurant. To own a restaurant, like, my hat's off to everybody. Mm-hmm. Even a man, you know, it's a tough business.
Very stressful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I know you guys have a pretty large following now. You know, throughout the years, you've gained your regulars, you've gained your, you know, your places you go to visit. You have your food truck. I know you do a lot of promotion with, like, you've been outside Target. You've gone to the Laredo Heat games. You're at Golondrinas now. You guys have done a lot of, like you said, big events too, or catering. I know you're doing catering today.
Yeah.
So how did you know it was time to, like, grow? Right? Or keep expanding.
I think it's just going on a, like a day-to-day basis, you know, like you feel it when you know, like, okay, maybe now it's like, I think we can take the next step with, you know, whatever it is. I've always kind of done catering. I just don't do big caterings because again, we're a small kitchen. Like I can only hold so much.
Yeah. Right.
And so I always tell people like, I don't do more than, you know, a certain amount because I want to stay true to, you know, quality
right.
of the food. But I think it's just a day to day, like, okay, we've grown. I have enough people. I'm confident in my team and like what I have and my recipe and my vision. Okay. Like let's move forward. I think that's how I kind of have taken it.
I was nervous about expanding. The suite next to me was vacant for ever, you know, and I remember always telling God, like, if it's for me, it'll be vacant. If it's for me, it'll be vacant. You know, 4 years later, I'm like, if it's vacant, it'll be for me. But it's still like the little like, yeah, and I feel like God's hesitation. Like, well, go, dude. Like,
yeah, you know, it's there. Like,
yeah. You know, and I make a lot of decisions when I'm making pizza. And I was making pizza that day and I was like, and my business partner was like, what? And I'm like, hold on. And I walk outside and this is like a busy weekend. And I walk outside and I touch the door and I'm like, okay, God, I'm ready. I'm ready, right? And I walk back in and I'm like, okay, I'm ready. Tomorrow we'll go to the bank. And even at the bank, the banker was only talking to the man. But I'm the owner.
Yeah.
And there I was like, okay,
it's not for me.
Yeah, I was like, maybe it's not for me. And I'm like, this bank is not the one. And then I got a call from... I guess somebody heard I wanted to expand and that Text community shout out.
Not sponsored. But if you want to sponsor us, yeah, go for it.
They helped me out and that was it. It was just, and everything was just smooth sailing. Mm-hmm. You know?
Wow. Awesome. Yeah.
It's like the right moment, right time.
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
That's really nice. So speaking about that, has like social media or like community support or word of mouth played a big role in your success and in your growth?
Yes. Word of mouth. Making pizza from home for so many years. I mean, like I tried social media, but you know, the health department would come in like, you know,
What are you doing in your house? Mm-hmm. It's for me. It's for my lunch.
I'm like, oh, pizza.
Yeah.
The city has shown a lot of love when it comes to that. And now, obviously, it's a lot of social media. Yes. And the billboard. Oh, sorry. The billboard. But it's literally been that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's, definitely word of mouth. I'm not very good with social media.
I think you guys do fine.
I'm like, I'm not either, I promise.
No, like I see your stuff and I'm just like, oh, yeah, like how do they do it? I'm also not very tech savvy. So I do post, but I post the same thing all the time. But when we first got started, I want to say it was word of mouth. And now still, you know, word of mouth, people tell you, like people tell their friends like, hey, go to here. Like they have really good pizza. Or they have really good pasta. Like you should go. So definitely word of mouth, which is great. I think that that's the best way.
Yes.
We're very thankful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very grateful for that, for sure.
Definitely. Cause what better than hear it from your neighbor who was a neighbor.
Exactly.
From the Thea.
Exactly.
You know? Yeah. Oh, well, I trust this place. You know, my aunt Greta had it. Yeah.
Yes.
So why do you guys think that locally owned restaurants matter so much in a city like Laredo? What do they offer that big chains can't?
I think it's a lot of love, a lot of you're actually one-on-one with a customer sometimes. It's like you said, like, oh, well, that's my tia, you know? A lot of my family goes to 550 and my mom has like 20 different friends that she's always hosting her birthday parties there, which is so, my mom is 70.
Yeah,
she had her 70th birthday party at 550.
Aww. You know what I mean? That's cute.
You know, so it's like it's the word of mouth of why it's important to stay local, because it's your neighbor, it's your sister, it's your friend. You know, why wouldn't you want to encourage them to follow their dream and continue growing? And big chains aren't bad. I love chains. You know,
sure,
also,
same. Sure.
Mm-hmm. But when it comes to, hey, we know that's our sister, you know, that's awesome. I feel like that's where small restaurants are very important in a small city, which is not so small anymore, but
right.
Yeah.
I think it's just the feeling of feeling at home, you know, like we know somebody personally or I say like that ambiance of like, ay, ¿cómo has estado? Ay, mira, fíjate que, you know, and you're talking to the customer and they feel at home. And I mean, I'm not going to say that they don't offer that at you know, chain restaurants, but it's obviously a little bit different, right? Just offering something true to our vision that, you know, we cater to our customers too a lot, you know, like, ay, ¿sabes qué? You know, last week I could eat cheese and this week, no. Mm-hmm. Like, can you know, adjust? And we're like, yeah, no problem. Like, you know, and it's not like, that's just the way it comes, ma'am.
Yeah.
You know, we cater to our customers and the fact that they know us and we're a cousin, we're a daughter, you know, prima, you know, and all these things. I think that's why it's so important to have and support a local businesses for sure.
And I think there's something different. Like we had Saludos last month, shout out to Saludos. But he was like, me and my wife, when we go out or we go out to eat, we always go to the local restaurant because we're supporting like our community and we're supporting like our friends. You know, a lot of restaurant owners or a lot of bar owners, they know each other.
Yeah.
Right. So we're like, we're supporting our friends. So I feel like that has a lot to do with it because you're like, I'm going to go out to eat someplace where it represents my city and it represents, you know, the hardworking effort that these businesses did to grow. Right.
Yes.
I think it's just there's a difference in really going somewhere and being like, well, this is, I know I'm going to have a good experience because they put their heart and soul into this food, this place. So it's
my mom works with me.
Okay.
Yeah. And so she used to be in the front and, you know, they would be like, well, how's how did Clementines come about? Like, what's Clementine? It's like, oh, it's my daughter. She's Clementina. She gets her name from, you know, so she says like the whole backstory.
Stop. I did not know that. Clementina. Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's why you're Clementine? Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Sorry. Yeah, that's
so awesome. My middle name is Clementina, and I got my name from my great grandmother, Abuela Clementina. She was a cook for Zapata ISD. And so she loved to cook. And it's my mom just named me, well, my middle name after her. And so, you know, we get cousins and everybody from Zapata, you know, and they come and they're like, oh my God, Abuela Clementina's, you know, name. And it's not, you know, Clementina, but it's similar. Yeah, yeah, you know, my uncles used to sing, oh my darling Clementine, to me when I was little. And so that's where it correlated. I had somebody ask me like, well, what are you going to name the food truck? I'm like, I don't know. And then somebody said, I think Clementina would be great. I was like, Clementina sounds a little, I'm not trying to do too Mexican.
right.
So that's where Clementines came about. So my mom works with me. So she's always there like telling everybody the backstory. And then we get a lot of people also, it's a historical building where we're at right now at Pan American Courts. And so we get a lot of people saying, I used to come here, you know, back in the day when they sold Menudo. And oh my God, this building brings, you know, so much memories. And, you know, so that also makes it like, you know, it's homey.
Yeah. And you also get a lot of like younger generations too, because now Pan American Court and Daphne Foundation are trying to like revitalize that area.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So I know a lot of people, they've called us and they're like, oh, is Clementine's going to be open for Caminarte? And we're like, oh, we don't know. Like, let me check. So I feel that really helps a lot. You're getting the younger generation.
Yes,
for sure. And they see it. And it's just so exciting to see. Because I remember when I used to go to Pan Am, and it was Cultura back then. And then just seeing it now, how old am I? But it's so exciting to see that place trying to revitalize. And that's really, really cool. What do you wish more people knew about the realities of running a small food business? So there's just one thing that you guys can give me, like, this is what I wish people knew. What would that be?
How much hard work it takes. Everyone tells me, you're everywhere. How do you do it? And I'm like, dude, I don't even know.
Team no sleep.
But it's a lot of hard work. You have to have passion and have to want it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people always tell me, I want to open my own restaurant. What do you think? And I'm like, are you ready to work very, very hard?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. It's hard. It's more than a full-time job.
Mm-hmm. 24/7.
Yeah. Because, you know, I was kind of like, well, I think it would be good because my daughters are little. I can make my own schedule. Mm-hmm. I had my daughters in the food truck with me till like 2 o'clock in the morning sometimes. Yeah, and then, I mean, you're in the food truck, you're there till 2 o'clock in the morning, back when we were at the food truck parks, and then wake up the next day, take her girls to school, and then I was going to school, and then get out, and then go rebuy, and then cook, and make, and prep, and then go to the food truck, and, you know, da-da-da-da. And at the beginning, it was just my husband and I, and he's always, like, the face, I guess you want to say, you know, customer service, and always trying to get people in and out and all that. But, yeah, it's definitely more than a full-time job. That's and you have to just keep going. You're going to have bad days. You're going to have good days. You just have to keep pushing.
Keep going.
Yeah.
Keep pushing
you have to keep going. Yeah.
And what would you say to a visitor coming to Laredo? You know, because we always like to promote local businesses because we get calls from like, people coming in from San Antonio, or we get a lot of people from Austin coming in. And we're like, oh, well, we have these restaurants, you know, and they're all locally owned. And they're like, yes, that's what we want to do. We want to go. How does that make you different when people are like, yeah, I'm not from here? How does that make you feel knowing that visitors are coming or they're trying to find a place to go that's not a chain necessarily?
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You're like, you want to visit us? Oh, my gosh. Like, thank you. You know, people tell us like, oh, we're from Florida. We're visiting. And they told us we have to come here. And, you know, or people will be like, I'm originally from Italy, and oh my gosh, like your pizza. And I'm just like, I'm always like, oh my God, thank you. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, can you say that on record again, please? So I could tell people, but it feels amazing to have that, to have those kind of visitors.
It's good.
It's heartwarming because it kind of puts like a little seal on, you know, all the hard work that you put into it. Like, okay, it's paying off. People notice and people want to come and, yeah, because I didn't do too well during the pandemic. We didn't have, you know, dine-in. It was just like a to-go. But it was crazy because we would like leave the restaurant, and then like we'd pass by, you know, like Taco Palenque, and it was lines and lines, and I'm just like, they don't remember the little guys, you know? Yeah. And so that's I think where that comes, like, oh, they're finally realizing there's a lot of little guys here in Laredo, you know, and then we have good stuff. Like, we have a lot of good stuff to offer. So them noticing, I think, is amazing.
Yeah. And we try to push that a lot. We try to push a lot of local content for visitors and for locals here, because a lot of people, they've lived here for ages and they're like, that's a thing. And yes, like, go around your city, go explore. Don't just stay in your little spot. There's so much that's going on in the north and the, you know, the east, downtown. Downtown's growing so much.
Yeah.
So it's just great to see that people are finally like getting to realize that there's so much more than just your what was back then, right? So,
or you don't have to go to San Antonio or Austin. Like, there's stuff here too. You know?
And it's a different kind, because I feel like, and I always say this to everyone that comes, but there's so much culture in the city that we don't appreciate at times. And you can say, and you can see it with the food and the drinks, and they kind of tell their own story. And people who come out of town always tell us that, how we have so much culture and we have so much happiness and we have so much faith in the city that sometimes, you know, we do, or we're like, Laredo. But at the same time, we see how much people fight for what they want here, because we're small, right? I mean, not small, but compared to other cities. So it's refreshing just to see so many new faces and so many businesses being like, well, this is us. Here's what we have. You know, come and see it for yourself. So it's really interesting. So we do this little thing called lightning round during the podcast, and it's just... you know, quick little answers. So you ready?
Okay, now I'm nervous.
No, don't even. So what would you tell yourself? You know, if you can go back and talk to yourself a week before you opened, what would you say?
Trust yourself.
Okay. Yeah.
Trust yourself.
Like, don't worry. I suffer from anxiety, right?
So you and I, girl.
I would tell myself, like, dude, you're going to be okay, Jeanette. Even in your darkest days, you're going to be okay. Because, like I said, people don't know our personal life, you know? So I would tell myself, like, you're gonna be okay. It's gonna be good, you know? Cause there's self-doubt, you know?
Sure.
Of course.
Always. For everything, sure.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I would just tell myself that.
Yeah. I just trust yourself, like, and don't give up. Yeah. Like, you got this. Like, you know, you have it in here. Just let it play out.
Yeah.
For sure.
What is one word to describe your restaurant vibe?
Ooh. I don't know.
Cool. A lot of people always tell me, every time I walk in 550, I feel so peaceful. And I'm like, thank God. You know, like, yeah. Yeah. You know, even though there's chaos in the kitchen, right? But
yeah,
they say that. So I'm like,
that's a good word.
Cool, peaceful. Peacefully cool.
Peacefully cool. Peacefully cool.
I guess because of where we are, I want to say nostalgic.
Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of people come in here and they're like, oh my God.
I see that.
And then you get that one person that's like, it looks like old. And I'm like, it is.
Yes. It is. Thank you.
Yes.
That's the whole point.
Yeah. So I want to say nostalgic for sure.
That's a good one. What's your favorite local business besides your own? Or one of your top five?
Well, we go to Gloria's Cafe every day.
I want to say Mi Familia.
Okay. Because
it's like right across the street from us. Mm-hmm. And they do, it's very like homey, like something that you cook at home type of breakfast. Mm-hmm. And that's what we do. We do breakfast there. And then we go about our day. So I want to say Mi Familia Cafe.
Nice. Do y'all ever like trade?
Yes, we do. Yes. They come and they're like, can we get chile relleno balls for like, you know, enchiladas.
My favorite.
Yes, for like enchiladas or chile relleno. I'm like, yes, I love chile rellenos.
I'll do you better. I'll give you a whole plate.
Yeah. So we trade and lemonades too and stuff. Yeah. So it literally right across the street.
Oh, that's good. We have an employee here, Sophia, who's our sales manager. She obsessed with your lemonade. And she's always like, let's go to Clementine's. And I was like, what are you getting? And she's like, lemonade. And I was like, what? Is that it? She's like, lemonade. I just want lemonade.
Yeah.
What is next for you guys' brand? What can we expect? What do you see in the future? What's next for Clementine's and 550?
My dream is to open up a more upscale pizzeria.
Okay.
So same name? We're working on a menu for that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know when, right? But hey, in the next 2 years.
Yeah. Don't give yourself a timeline. Something I've learned throughout my years is to never give myself a timeline. Give yourself a range, right? But not, I need to have it by Thursday.
Yeah.
Right.
Life is too funny.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I don't know, because I am too chicken.
No.
To go to the north side.
I know. Please. We need you on the north side.
You know what's crazy is that we had a customer come in and be like, I heard you guys were going to the north side. Like, when's that going to happen? And I'm like,
Jeanette's pretty rumors.
Are we?
I was like, no, where'd you hear that?
Yeah.
The owner of 550.
She told us.
It's because I'm so like, that stuff makes me nervous.
I know.
Sure.
I know.
Yeah.
It makes me super nervous. And I was going to say, I'm a little maybe too comfortable where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe in a few years, maybe. Something else.
Keep growing.
Yeah.
You will.
Thank you.
I'll make it happen.
I'll make it happen.
Thank you.
Bank, if you're listening.
Text community.
Was it text community?
She's like, let me call it. Well, thank you so much for being here. This was really fun.
Thank you for having us.
I learned a lot from you guys, and I hope people who have the same, you know, aspiring goals as you guys can take a little bit out of this, or a lot, hopefully. And realize that you can do it. You know, you can start from scratch and you can start from your home, you know, catering or giving to your friends and making pizzas, even though it's 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. So hopefully, you know, we see more local business pop up and they can see that. It's hard work, but
that would be amazing. And like maybe a community of like small businesses, you know, to kind of like
vet to each other.
Yes.
You know, weekly coffees on Thursdays with them. Can I be included, even though I don't have a business, but I want to be?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. That'd be really nice.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I want to start a podcast. The things I should have said.
That'd be cool.
That would be cute.
But we change our voices. It's okay.
Yes.
I'll alter them here. Don't worry. I'll block out names. Well, thank you so, so much. What's next is, give us all your details. Where can we find you? When are you open? What's your location? You know, we want to stalk y'all. We want to go eat.
Yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
So we're Clementine's Kitchen, 3301 San Bernardo. We're open Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday, 11 to 7, and Saturday, 11 to 5. And we do rest on Sundays.
Yeah, of course. That's good.
She's on DoorDash, guys.
She is on DoorDash.
DoorDash, and we're about to get on Uber.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
It's good.
We love DoorDash.
To us. They're good too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is one thing they need to try?
Panko chicken with garlic pasta and green beans. And also our chicken parma la vodka. That's a new one.
That's my favorite.
Yes.
I'm going to try.
Yeah.
What about you?
550 Pizzeria, 2101 Shiloh Drive, Suite 180. We're also at Golondrinas, which is Needles. Food truck park. We're inside next to Gloria's.
Nice.
We're doing our food truck hopefully soon at Clear Choice every Friday in a few months. We're on DoorDash, Uber Eats, Favor. I think the one thing that we should keep trying and keep, we do have a vodka sauce pasta, pizza as well. There's honestly the chicken chipotle pastas.
The ghost.
The ghost pizza. There's no spice in it.
Didn't it have like pepper flakes in it?
No, that's the heat wave.
The heat wave. My bad.
For, you know, our meteorologist.
Right. That's a spicy one. Yes. You have to try the chipotle one you said?
The chipotle chicken pasta.
Okay.
Chipotle chicken pasta.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. That's good. And social media and all that?
Yes. Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook and Instagram. There you go. You heard it here first. Well, again, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
It's my pleasure. I'm very excited. I'm very glad this happened. Thank you to everyone who's listening. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on iTunes. You can find us on iHeart. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. We're under Visit Laredo TX. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again next month. My name is Silke Hassel. See you next time.